Parliament has approved 10.9 billion Ghana cedis as expenditure in advance of appropriation to finance government operations for the first quarter of 2017 financial year. This is in accordance with Article 180 of the 1992 Constitution. Presenting the report of the Finance Committee for the approval of the 3 months budget, the chairman of the committee, James Aveji, said the decision to present only the budget for the first of January to March 2017 period is due to the presidential and parliamentary elections. We bring you more in this report by our parliamentary correspondents Dominic Nloji and Augustus Akwi.
Unlike the usual oral presentation of the annual budget by the finance minister, the first quarter expenditure in advance of appropriation was laid on the floor and referred to the finance committee for consideration and report. Presenting the committee's report, the chairman, James Aveji, said the request is to enable government to withdraw money from the consolidated fund to meet its urgent and statutory expenses for the first 3 months, pending the approval of an appropriation act for the 2017 financial year.
The expenditure category for this amount are as follows: employee compensation with 3.88 billion, goods and services 164.2 million, capital expenditure 1.25 billion, interest payment or debt servicing will be 1.9 billion, grant to other government units, in this case statutory funds, will be 2.4 billion, non-road arrears is 518 million. Tax refunds will be 151 million and amortization of 773.5 million, giving a total of 10.999 billion. The figure, the revenue projected for the period is 8,998,080,585 Ghana cedis. And then non-tax revenue will also amount to 1.2 billion, and we expect grants in the form of 444 million Ghana cedis. The committee, having carefully considered the request, recommend to the House to approve the sum of 10,999,108,191 Ghana cedis as expenditure in advance of appropriation to finance government operations for the first quarter of 2017 financial year, in accordance with Article 180 of the 1992 Constitution.
The MP for New Job in South and member on the Finance Committee, Dr. Mark Esibiyeboa, was not happy about the items to be catered for in the first quarter budget.
The Speaker, in the first 3 months, we would be making interest payment of 1.9 billion Ghana. Mr. Speaker, we didn't just get here. We've gotten here because of our insatiable appetite for borrowing. Mr. Speaker, non-road arrears for the first quarter is going to be 518 million Ghana cedis. And Mr. Speaker, these non-road arrears have been on government books prior to 2015. So the next president, Akufo-Addo, who has committed no borrowing, comes into office day one, and arrears which should have been paid for 20, we are going to burden him with that arrears. The inauguration of the president must happen. So we need this vote so that the government machinery must run. But we are promising this House that come March 27, a proper budget and a Akufo-Addo and MPP budget will be presented right now.
The debate was intense as both sides of the House advanced arguments to support their positions. The Minister of Finance, Seth Thekpe, rounded up the debate on the expenditure in advance of appropriation.
Despite, again, the setback that the economy has gone through, this government has been able to raise enough revenue to cover expenditure to the point where, if you take it net of the debt service, we are able to reach a primary balance. And therefore, the nominal figure may not necessarily be there. It's to, finally, Mr. Speaker, the issue of road arrears was raised. Mr. Speaker, let me also state that this is not a new phenomenon. The fiscal table speaks for itself. If you go back, you will see road arrears. And indeed, today we don't talk of the Gang of Four or Gang of Six.
Yes.
Mr. Speaker, it is because we are paid down through the same borrowing. Because it is not strategic. It is not strategic at all to put capital expenditure as significant as growth on a budget.